Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to our online service here at Mossvale Community Church. We are absolutely delighted to be with you today. We're glad to come into your homes and, of course, share the beautiful good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to share some things with you over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully, there'll be a flow and a rhythm, a bit of a theme to what we're going to be doing, and may it speak to your heart, touch your heart, and challenge you at some level at the same time. Scripture clearly tells us that God has numbered all of our days. In Psalm 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, amen, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And may the Lord give us wisdom to turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation." I trust every one of us have done that. Because Scripture's also very clear about the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen and hallelujah. Come with me to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 through 17. And take this on board today. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Amen. "Then we will be with the Lord forever." Hallelujah and praise God. And yet it is just as clear what we are to do in the here and now. In the meantime, we're not called to live a life of binge watching TV, but neither are we called to isolate ourselves on a high holy hill. There's a great quote that's been suggested to have been said by many, several authors, so unsure, but regardless of who actually wrote it, this quote, I believe, causes us to take a moment, and for some, perhaps this week, to do some deep thinking. So, from the outset, let us ask ourselves this question. What are the two most important days in my life? And I'll come back and say, the day I was born and the day I realized why I was born. And then we ask ourselves a follow-up question. So why was I born? Why were you born? Well, I would say I was born to know and to worship God. Amen. I was born to bless the lives of other people. I was born to live the best life I possibly can. And then I was born to make some kind of contributions with my life to this world. Now stay in 1 Thessalonians and go to chapter 5 and look at some verses in there, starting at verse 5. "You're all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." As Pastor Debbie said last week, be a Barnabas. Be a Barnabas. Be building and encouraging each other with words of life and light, the truth that Jesus is coming soon. So perhaps, in the present day that we live in, we perhaps need to take stock today of how we live our lives here on this good earth. And perhaps we have to consider what I am doing with the life that I have been given by God on this earth to live. The truth is that today, or this morning, there are those who are in our lives who may never understand their true value, who may never understand their true worth, unless you and I are willing to do our part today in the here and now. And I would suggest the greatest thing that we can do for ourselves, for our fellow believers, and for those who are outside of the faith, is to have another, yet another personal encounter with the God of creation, the God who made the heavens and the earth. For I would suggest to everyone today, there is no greater gift we can give ourselves to our children, to our grandchildren, to our extended families and our friends, and for that matter, to the world at large. Listen, we can leave them money. Listen, we can do all those wonderful things, and in no time at all, They may have spent it all and it's gone. We can leave them a great deal of material goods, and in the end, those things, according to the words of God, will decay and they'll end up in the bin. But if we can share with them the experiences, listen to this, of when we had, you and I had those incredible encounters with the Lord, here's what's going to happen. It will not only inspire them, it can reveal for them the way to experience such encounters for themselves and even more. You see, one of the reasons such names in the Bible, such as Abraham and Jacob and Moses and David and Deborah and Ruth and Hezekiah and Isaiah and Esther and Simeon and Mary and Joseph and Peter and Paul, the reason they have endured, now despite for many of them their flaws and weaknesses and mistakes just like us, is due to their encounters that they experience with the Lord God Almighty. In fact, three of Abraham's encounters with the Lord, they are recorded in Genesis in chapter 12. Abraham encounters God as he's living in a pagan land and is called to go to the promised land. In chapter 15, Abraham encounters God in a vision as God reveals more about his future plans for blessing on Abraham and his descendants. In chapter 17, Abraham is again encountered by the Lord, and the Lord further reveals his plans concerning the birth of a promised child, being Isaac. In all of this, what's happening? Look at it again. In all of this, we see a progressive deepening with each encounter. Abraham's faith grows, his experience with the Lord deepens, and more God reveals his nature and his plans with Abraham. And that is always the way it's going to be with God when he is working directly in a vessel's life today. A little later, we see Moses having this incredible encounter we know all about at the burning bush, and it's recorded in chapter 3 of Moses' life. It's an encounter that turns Moses' life right round. And Moses goes from being an insignificant shepherd to becoming the leader of the people of Israel and God's incredible and mighty lawgiver. What may be missed, however, here is how God actually reveals more of himself to Moses than he had to Abraham. Moses and his people will know God in a far greater and much more intimate way. And this is what happens as we go through the Word of God. This is what happens when we indulge ourselves in the Word of God and go through the Bible. Because each time God encounters his people, it is not to set things back to square one. No, sir. There is a progressive characteristic to all of God's encounters directly with his people. And we see this, for example, as we move through the Word of God and Isaiah chapter 6. Here we have the prophet Isaiah's encounter, incredible encounter with the Lord. And in this encounter, we find the prophet completely and totally overwhelmed as he finds himself being overshadowed by the Lord God Almighty. I trust that has happened to you. Open your heart to that possibility if it's not yet happened in your life. And in this particular scene, we see Isaiah falls to his feet as he becomes what? He becomes aware of his sinfulness, only to have the Lord at this time supernaturally remove his sins and commission him to be God's man and God's prophet for the season. What's happening? Again, we see a progression. Isaiah not only being in God's presence, but being cleansed and filled with God's Spirit. Hallelujah and praise God. Each time, check it out for yourself. Each time, each occasion, God is revealing. Oh, hallelujah. God is revealing, yes, Lord. God is revealing himself more and more to his people, and humanity is being able to understand and receive more and more of God. And then we skip on over into the New Testament and we see this progression increasing even more. Look, check it out, the Apostle Peter's life. is an incredible transformation. He's been transformed over and over and over again with these numerous encounters with Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to see God at work in this man's life, because what happens in Peter's life is this, and it may happen to you as well. Jesus patiently took this bad-tempered, angry fisherman, and through encounters, many encounters, he fashioned his life to become the leader of the early church. Hallelujah. Peter not only witnesses signs and wonders that were greater than those, could we say, of Abraham, Moses and Isaiah, but right now he participates in them. His encounter, you see, understand this, his encounter is not to walk on dry ground, but to walk in water. His encounter is not to see God's law coming down from Mount Sinai, but to see Jesus, Moses, and Elijah being transfigured. Hallelujah. His encounter is not just to see, come on, the Shekinah glory fill the temple, but actually to convict to repentance 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah and praise God. So all of these and others that are mentioned in Scripture all have this one common thread running in and through their lives. And it is this: they experienced a supernatural encounter with the Lord. Now for some, it happened through God's Holy Spirit speaking to them. For others, it was through an act of nature. For others, it was perhaps by an angel or a dream, a vision, or the testimony of a Christ follower. And with each of them, their lives were changed. Their lives were transformed forever. They would never, ever be the same again. They were never the same after meeting with the Lord God Almighty, being touched. Wow, by the Lord, and then being filled with His Holy Spirit. Come on, guys, open your heart to the possibility that God wants to have a fresh encounter with you today or sometime in this week. Do not be so distracted and so busy and so caught up with menial tasks that we miss out on the opportunity that God may want to progress you as a believer and take you on to something even more dynamic and special for your life. Don't think it can't be you. I am just so and so. It can be you. It can be any child, any man and woman who opens their heart and says, God, here am I. Fill me and use me for your glory. But here's the thing, church, today. It is essential. It is absolutely essential for each of us, each one of us, to have an encounter with the Lord. Now, understand this. It may not be through an angel or through a vision or through a dream. It may not be like it was experienced by others in your family, but the fact remains that each and every one of us should be able to testify at some point about having a deep and personal encounter with the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah and praise God. He's coming at you. He's coming after you. He wants to meet you. He wants to encounter you. He wants to touch you, bless you, and change you so that you'll raise up holy hands and say, hallelujah, I have met with the Lord. See, understand this. Let's talk about Jesus. I love talking about Jesus. He's the center of my life and the center of everything that we're doing here at Mosvale Community Church. So Jesus paid the price, hallelujah, and thank God in Calvary, so we could have such encounters. Jesus promised us such encounters in John chapter 14 and 16. Jesus in there tells us over and over and over that the Holy Spirit will reveal Himself to us, that the Holy Spirit will testify to us all manner of things about Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit will cleanse you and I, praise God, from all unrighteousness, and then will reside inside of us, live inside of us. So we say amen and amen and amen to this deeper and greater revelation of who Jesus is. And Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us and then comfort us and then guide us and reveal all manner of truth, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to us. And praise God, for we need all these things to be part of our life so we can grow up into the fullness of the person that God wants you and I to be. For church today, it remains to be said that it is through the Holy Spirit way, breathe him in Jesus' name. It is through the Holy Spirit that Jesus tells you and I that we can experience a life of living water, living water. Now begin to believe that you can receive living water today. Begin to sense trickles come upon your life. Begin to sense from that moment a little bit of rain, a little bit of saturation, a little bit of showering, of downpour, until you are saturated, until out of your life flows these things called living water. The living water we're talking about, church, of course, is He, the Holy Spirit. That will continually flow and flow and flow from our hearts as we open our lives to God. For the Bible tells us that we can experience, now listen to this, and hallelujah, and praise God, I am so into this kind of stuff, you probably worked that out by now, that I hunger and thirst for more of this living water. But even so, the Bible tells us that we can experience so much living water that it will cause other people to be attracted to us. But it's the Savior in us that they're actually attracted to. How is that working out for you today? Are people attracted to the love and goodness and kindness and generosity of God that oozes out of your life, that flows out of your life by being such a thing as living water poured out onto others? Now, one other author describes it like this, and I like this. If you took a bottle of water, you'll notice the bottle of water's never actually full. It's never actually overflowing. There's always a little room at the top. Bottled water, let's say it this way, it is contained water. And the only way, listen to this, the only way for it to be truly full is to remove the cap and pour some more water into it until you have what's called an overflow. Fullness, dear ones, is only measured in the overflow. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. Fullness, hallelujah, is only measured in the overflow. Praise God and praise God and praise God, because it is exactly the same way in our lives with He, the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. The only way for you and I to have full lives is to live where? To live in the overflow of God's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah and praise God. The only way for you and I to have full lives is to experience ever deepening and enriching encounters with the Lord God Almighty. That leads, hey, listen to this, that actually leads to more encounters with the Lord, and more encounters with the Lord, which leads to our lives being continually overflowing with His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah and praise God. See, understand this, there's a flip side to this. The devil, hear this today, the devil wants us to live spiritually bottled lives. Are you hearing this? He wants us to live spiritually bottled lives. He wants us to live spiritual lives that are contained and capped. Come on. Are you hearing this today? He wants you and I to live limited spiritual lives. Lives that look refreshing and pure but stay contained. Hey? You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even mind, listen to this, he doesn't even mind if the church full of capped and contained water, as long as that water doesn't leak out and they stay safe and contained in their own individual containers. But hear the word of the Lord today. The Lord wants you and I to do more and to be more. Here's what the Lord is saying for the church today. He wants you and I, begin to do it now, He wants you and I to uncap us, yes He does, and continually pour Himself through us with each and ever more encounters, so that you and I are like living water springs flowing over and over and over, so that we are like living water running to people everywhere who are at this present time dying of spiritual thirst. So take some water, living water, spiritual water, and allow that to be poured over your life today. Just like a waterfall, stand under the waterfall of His love today and just enjoy and see yourself in that scene as being absolutely saturated, washed over, cleansed by the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. Then as you're cleansed, korobo shondai kalalasato, ah yes Lord, out of your belly, as it comes down, out of your belly and out of your life, life and into the highways and byways, this living water will permeate and flow and touch other people. Catch the vision and catch the scene. Is this for you today? Do you need to get under that place where God can pour all he has for you on your life? Are you ready for that refreshing encounter that comes from heaven and has been poured upon you? I feel like I'm swimming just in rivers today and just enjoying being in the presence of God. So come on, church, open your heart to what God has for you now in this present day, because it is vital, church, come on, it is vital for us to experience multiple, not just one, but multiple encounters with the Lord. Let me tell you, people need to hear about your encounters and why. People need mentors today, spiritual mentors, spiritual role models that show exactly what it looks like to live a life in Christ, to live a life in the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 67, the psalmist shares that one of the reasons, one of the reasons he prays for God's mercy and grace is so that the whole world may see the favor and blessing of God on his life and then turn to the Lord. In the psalm, he wants his life to be a life that is not only seen as a blessing, but shows how others can receive and be a blessing to others at the same time. In Zechariah 8 verse 13, Lord God Almighty, tells the prophet Zechariah, I will rescue you and make you both a symbol, hallelujah, and a source of blessing. Now, can you imagine that? Can you see that for your own life? Can you see that in your own life, to be both one of God's symbols, examples, and then a source of blessing? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus challenges his disciples to experience that life. In Matthew chapter 5, he says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Listen, church, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. No, sir. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, hallelujah, let your good deeds shine out for who? All to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. In other words, what the scripture is saying here is, be an example, be a role model, be a light for God that can be seen, can be felt, can be experienced. Be an example so that people will praise the Lord and turn towards the Lord. Because hear this today, dearly beloved, being an example, understand this, being an example is not being quiet or isolating yourself. Being an example is not living afraid of the world. It's just the opposite. Being an example is using your hands, using your arms, using your legs and your mouth for the Lord God. You back to the Old Testament, Isaac was such an example of the Lord's favor and blessing that people wanted, they wanted to live near him, because if they did, they would receive the overflow. In fact, scripture tells us one of his neighbors, a man called Abimelech, did all he could to have a covenant with Isaac because he saw how much the Lord blessed Isaac's life. And Abimelech knew that through Isaac, he could be able, or would be able, to receive blessings. You check that in Genesis chapter 26. You see, Isaac had such an incredibly close walk with the Lord, and his living water overflowed onto and into others. So we could say, and maybe this is for someone today, Isaac was a gateway of blessings. How about you? Have you got this living water pouring out of your life, flowing out to others, so much so that you have become a gateway of blessing to other people? And thankfully, the Bible tells you and I today how we can be this source of blessing, how we can be an example that permeates the lives of others. In Acts chapter 17, verse 6, the early disciples, they were actually criticized for their faith walk, but at the same time, they were respected by those living in Thessalonica, because scripture says they were the men who have turned the world upside down. How are we doing regarding that? All that time, Thessalonica was like the rest of the Roman world, which was saturated with all kinds of wickedness. Paul Peter and the rest of the early church invaded such a world, and they began to promote a whole new way to live. In other words, they were living examples of lives of Spirit-filled holiness. Yes, they were. Lives of Spirit-filled holiness. Church, they didn't hide away from the world, but confronted it with holiness. They did not condemn the world, but allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them to bring both conviction and salvation to all men. Hallelujah. And in time, the world, here's what happened. In time, the world began to catch on. People began to turn away from their wicked ways, from their pagan ways. Listen, nothing changed overnight. It generally doesn't work that way. But as people, listen to this, as people began to see authentic, genuine and true Christianity lived in the flesh, it became appealing, but it also became contagious. People need to see what it means today, what it means to live in the light. People need to see what living a life of holiness can do for them, for their families, for their neighbours, for their towns. Church, let me say it clearly. There is no greater message than the witness of seeing a Spirit-filled person in flesh and blood. There's nothing like it on fire for God. It doesn't mean that that person is perfect, because we know that only Jesus was perfect. But it doesn't stop us from striving to be as perfect as we can be in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. John the Baptist had an incredibly positive message. He says the coming of the Lord and the coming of the kingdom of God. And then Jesus speaks in Luke chapter 4 verses 18 and 19. And this remains for you and I today. The Spirit. Wait, Lord, the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to bring the good news to who? To the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free. And that's the time of the Lord's favor, and that time has come. I wonder today, let's be honest about this for a minute or two, dear ones. I wonder how many of us really want to get in on this. How many of us want to get in on the Spirit of the Lord being on you, being anointed to do a work in the kingdom of God, to bless, to see captives set free, blind eyes open, to see deaf ears hear again? How many of us are putting our hand up at home and saying, Pastor, I want to get in on this. I need to be in on what God is doing. Well, let me tell you, if that's you today, you need to be ready. We need to get ready. We must repent. That is to say, we must change the way we think. We must change the way we act. We might have to change the way we've been living. We need to allow the Lord, hey, allow the Lord to change our hearts, to change our mind, to touch our spirit. And if you do all, begin to do all of these things, and you see that progression taking place in your life, then you will find yourself being able, listen to this, you will find yourself being able to live a life that's not just normal, but it's beyond amazing. And I'm totally up for that. And I know many of you are up for living this amazing Christian life on this journey for Jesus today. You will also find yourself living a life that is filled with God's Holy Spirit. You will find yourself living as the Lord has now always called you and wanted you to live. Church, this is the call that Jesus gives to the apostles and all of his disciples. Come and follow me, and then be ready to be amazed. How many of you are ready to be amazed? Maybe some of you just need to be amazed by what God is doing here with us today. See, Jesus' message is one of salvation. It is one of undoing the work of the devil in our lives and in the world in the here and now. Jesus' message is rescue, redemption, restoration. Jesus' message, it has not changed. Jesus' message is freeing us from the power and penalty of our sins. Jesus' message is that we can now be reconciled to God, others, and all of creation. Because listen to this, for not only, church, not only did Jesus rescue and redeem us, he has enabled us a way for us to live this life called the abundant life blessed and free. Where? Right now, in the here and now. And in Jesus Christ, Lord God, in Jesus Christ, we can experience a life of joy that is full. Say amen. A life of joy that is full, a life that is complete, hallelujah. In Christ we can enjoy a peace that the Bible says is beyond human comprehension, hallelujah, and praise God. In Christ we can be blessed, a blessed people who in turn are able to bless the many and bless the multitudes, hallelujah. You see, I will say this clearly and with confidence today, and this is part of our testimony, the most blessed people on this earth are those who know Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. Do you know Him today? Do you feel Him blessed because you've got Jesus in your life today? Is there really anything, there's not, is there really anything better for you and I than being touched by God and touched by His presence and having a personal encounter with God? Church today, that and more is the positive message we have to share with others. The message of the goodness and the greatness of God. The message of what can happen to human beings who allows God to redeem them and then fill them with the Holy Spirit. Church today, this is the life. This is what we're talking about right now. This is the life that every single one of us have been called to live. This is it. The question, I guess, we have to ask ourselves, is this the life that I've been living? Is this the life that I have been living? Is this the life that I am really enjoying right now? Have we and do we experience God encounters regularly? Are people being blessed by our life, by us being examples today? Or do we have a positive message to share in a land full of so much negativity? Do we have the word of life to bring, to encourage, inspire, and to speak to others that will lift them up and raise them up so they too can enjoy a moment with the Lord? So today, God challenges us this morning to experience Him. Go ahead, enjoy Him. God challenges us to be an example, to be His witness. God challenges us to live and share this incredibly wonderful, beautiful, great, glorious, good news, the Word of God, the truth that Jesus sets us free. I believe we've heard something today that's touched someone's heart, that's pricked their heart, and that you're saying right now, yes, Lord, this is a life that I have been living. I've been doing this and that, but I want to live this life, this full life, this abundant life, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Who is on the Lord's side with us today? Listen, be blessed as you get into this week. I'm going to just close it up there. Let's pray together, and I'll cut you loose to get into your day and enjoy it. Lord, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank You the Holy Spirit has come to live in us. We thank You the Holy Spirit is touching our lives, changing our hearts, and transforming us. May we not be contained water. May we not be bottled water. May we uncap the bottle now in Jesus' name. May we create that space for the Holy Spirit to pour in living water, that this church will be a people who live in the overflow, live in the absolute fullness of all that God has for them. May we not settle and be comfortable and contain and allow our own thoughts, our own lives to limit us and limit the greatness of God in us. But right now, in Jesus' name, may we throw away the lids from these bottles so that every day the Holy Spirit is pouring in fresh water into our hearts and lives, and we would choose to live this Christian life and to walk this life of faith that God You have given us. May we recognize that we are the most blessed people here on earth because we have a living experience and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray from a family, from a church today, that You'd increase their potential. You'd cause them to stand up and claim all they have in Christ Jesus. They'd walk for You, live for You, breathe You daily, Lord. And Lord, they'd be encouraged to cry out for the more that You have for them. So Lord, in Jesus' name, pour Your living water on every vessel who's looking in today. And may we be, running over, uncontainable, because we serve a God who is not limited, who is not restricted, who cannot be held back, but who is blessed, who is running free to touch the lives of those whom he loves today. In Jesus' name, we pray for the blessing of God on each one. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen. Be blessed this week, folks. Have a great week. We're here. If you're looking for us, if you need anything at all, you know how to connect with us. We love it when you do. And there's more starting to open up as we move forward through this area, our time of isolation and lockdown. As we ease out of this, there's more things potentially that can happen here within the church. So keep praying for us. Keep believing that God does have all this right here in the palm of his hand. I love you. I miss you. We look forward to getting together real soon. Be safe in Jesus' name. Amen.